Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show indeed. Sitting here getting just more and more frustrated. 884-9910 if you'd like to call in, or if you'd like to send me a quick email. Love getting those as well. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. So, just gave you a new website to check out. USAspending.gov. The money that is poured into things that, well, I simply can't believe. And it goes over everything with you. Oh, like this one at $267.5 million. The Appalachian Regional Commission. Do you even know what that is? Their mission is to innovate, partner, and invest to build community capacity and strengthen economic growth in Appalachia alone. Yeah. Unbelievable. You got to check this out for yourself. The reading is wonderful. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Check in with Terry this morning. He's been dealing with the planning department and had a meeting recently, finally a sit-down face-to-face, hopefully. I don't know. This is something that we were talking about last week, and we're going to get an update now. Hi, Terry. Thanks for calling
Hi,
in.
Hi, Monica. Well, thanks for taking my call. I just got out of the meeting, and it was a sit-down face-to-face with the director of planning, another girl named Sarah Tone, who's her secretary, I believe, and one of the planners. And anyhow, we discussed what my our problems in the community were. We discussed how anybody could, have an industrial zone 25 feet from, or a factory 25 feet from a fence line, and a few other things. So I expressed all my concerns. And they said that they wrote everything down, and they said that they would get back to me. They wanted to do some investigating on how they let it slip without fulfilling the building code that they have, that they have to put in landscaping and trees and bushes and all that. So they wanted the research.
Well, here's how it happened. Somebody went out there to approve it, and they just signed off on it.
Yeah, that's probably what did happen. They won't come out and say something like that. The guy tried to tell me that between the neighbor's fence line and the factory property line, there's a 40-foot stretch that is zoned residential. However, that 40-foot stretch belongs to the homeowners association. So they tried to tell me that. Putting up a fence, even a 6-foot fence along there, which is required by code, that it may create a crime zone. And I told them, well, if you're going to play that card, I want to see the sheriff's report. And so they dropped that one right away. And then they tried to tell me that that wasn't a residential use. And I said it's zoned residential. So. And it belongs to 520 homeowners.
Yeah, and what does that matter? I mean, because you're going after their responsibility of putting up that wall and the beautification and the plans, because that was part of the original plans that was signed off on.
Yes, definitely, and that's what I'm going after. So I didn't push the issue a lot. I figured, okay, I'll give them their fair opportunity to do their investigating. And when they get back to me, they said a couple of days. Hopefully it won't take any longer. So We'll see if they get back to me and what they have to say, and then I'll have to let you know.
Please do.
Because I got a feeling what they're going to tell. Yeah, what they're going to tell me is it'll throw me into the temper tantrum mode.
You know, but we're all going to be in temper tantrum mode with you, Terry, because you're keeping us updated on what's going on. And this is how it works.
Yeah.
You know, you have to get into temper tantrum mode before these agencies do anything.
Yeah. So, you know, but I'll tell you what, man, I'm going to say it to all your listeners, whether it be local, state, or federal government, employees, appointees, and elected officials. Unfortunately, we're living in an era where you cannot turn your back on them for 1 second. You have to use extreme due diligence. Get up, get off your butts, and don't watch TV and get out there. Get out there and get out there and go to the meetings and everything else, because I can tell you right now, if you're not watching them for one split second, you might as well just bend over and let them give it to you.
Yep, that's the absolute truth, Terry, and I'm glad you brought it to us. So I want to hear from you by, you know, if they don't call you before Friday and tell you what's going on, I still want to hear from you on Friday.
Okay. I'll be glad to talk to you, even if I don't hear from them. Talking to you anyway.
I love talking to you too, Terry. Thanks for calling in and keeping us updated. And that's what you have to do. You have to be Terry. You have to go out and get these things done. Let's take a look at Sun Valley right now. You know, a lot of different smaller areas have their citizens advisory boards. And that is who takes their stuff to the council or to the county, because, well, we are kind of a big area, so we do have that growth out there. But what do you do when a citizens advisory board doesn't even meet on a regular basis anymore until you have to talk about development? You get problems like that are happening in Sun Valley. Unfortunately, Sun Valley has always been the butt of jokes. You know, and it's not fair because it is a beautiful community. You just get some people. You know how it's that one bad apple spoils the entire bunch? Well, there are a few bad apples out in Sun Valley that don't care. That doesn't mean that you stop caring about your property. I mean, dumped vehicles and yards, people not cleaning up trash. Where is code enforcement on this? So now you have people that are supposedly homeless, but they have motorhomes, they have campers, they can go out and just park on the streets. So a lot of them are going out to Sun Valley thinking, oh, well, you know, it's kind of an overlooked area. Maybe they'll leave us alone. So once again, you have people going out, parking, living, just dumping waste right onto the street. We're supposed to be taking care of our communities, and that includes Sun Valley. But when their board doesn't meet, they haven't met for a year and a half, and they're finally meeting tonight. Why are they meeting tonight after a year and a half? To discuss a housing development that has been proposed. But wait a minute, we've had all these other issues. Well, if you have issues, whether it be roads, community maintenance, neighbors, code enforcement. You might want to go to that meeting tonight and get this stuff off your chest. Because what does that help just building more? If you don't clean up and take care of what you have already. Well, because that housing development, that more that people want to bring in, that developers want to bring in, that generates money for them. This is your time. There's going to be people from the sheriff's office there, people from the county. A year and a half, and they're finally meeting tonight because of development. What does that tell you about the priorities for not only Sun Valley, but for our entire community? So if you'd like to go, the meeting's happening tonight, Sun Valley Neighborhood Center, 6 o'clock, over on West 6th Street. 6th Street. Get your concerns out there. Get them voiced. Pack the place. Sometimes we can only afford so much. So you live where you can afford because you still want a home. That doesn't mean that you can let others come in and trash it and that you have to live that way. Get representatives, city, county, whomever, to take responsibility. Again, tonight. Sun Valley, after a year and a half, meet with your county representatives, your sheriff's representatives. Sun Valley Neighborhood Center, 6 o'clock. We'll be back with more of your calls. And as soon as I open up the door to development, that's when people start calling because that's what we're most concerned about. So stick around, 884-9910. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
For Mason and Smith Valley.
Hey, where did we go? It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 884-9910 is the number. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Michael. Wants to talk about development in Silver Knolls. Hi, Michael.
Hi there, Monica. This is an update again from the continuing saga of the Silver Hills development. Development left regional planning with a 5-4 vote. Then they appealed it back to county commission, who for the second time went ahead and approved the development. And this Thursday night at commission chambers, the regional planning will again hear this item for the second time.
Okay, so Thursday night at the commission chambers.
6 p.m.
6 p.m. All right. Are you going to be there?
I plan on it. Sometimes work gets in the way of life.
I know, especially when they have their meeting times is for their convenience, not for the convenience of the public necessarily. But, I urge you, Michael, give us a call on Friday. Tell us how it's going. Why should people go to a meeting like this?
Well, the biggest thing, Monica, is that the North Valleys and Washoe County just adopted a new master plan, and everything about this project goes against the old and the new master plan. It goes against it. They're trying to create their own district in the middle of our rural area or, low-density mm-hmm. area. And they're trying to put high density in there. So it goes against everything that they spent well over a year putting into play as far as the way they wanted to see the development go in the North Valleys. And between the county commission and the developer, they're just doing everything they can to obliterate the new master plan.
And if they don't just obliterate it, they're just going to come together and change it all together, which we've seen them do in the past as well.
Well, this will do that, and what it does is it just opens the floodgates. It's like, why did you guys even bother adopting a new master plan?
Yeah. Why do you spend that time and you listen to people and you have them waste your time and you're just going to change it in the end anyway? We've seen that happen numerous times. So,
well, you know, they ask for community input and ask people to give them ideas for how they would like to see this develop and the things they'd like to see develop. It's no different than the Cold Springs project out there. They had it, when this happens and this happens and this happens, then you can begin to build. Well, the city council went ahead and changed all that too, and they're slated to start building this summer.
See, Michael, it's called justifying their existence. They have to make it look like they are doing the will of the people, they're holding meetings, they're getting people to talk, and then when election time comes along, they can say, well, you know, we brought the people involved, we brought in the communities, we talked about it, we gave people their time, and then they just go against it anyway, because people forget about that at election time.
Unfortunately.
Michael, thank you so much for the call. So again, Thursday night, be a part of your community. Don't just move somewhere and think that everything's going to be taken care of and you're just going to live out your life. No. You know, that's what people over off of Pyramid did when they bought in that cute little development right there that was, you know, right up against the wetlands, and how pretty that was. They'd always have this to look out upon. This is where I'm going to be. And then imagine that. That wetlands was all built over. Well, we need the housing. We need this. We need the... Imagine that. Now, instead of wetlands for those people to see from their development, all they see is more houses built into closed basins. Wonder where all that water from the wetlands is going to go when we have those big storms. It's up for you to say something. These aren't the decisions of commissioners or council people representing the people who elect them. So remember that on election day. And there's a number of city council people and commissioners up for election in Washoe County this time around. I want to tell you about a little story, though, that also has people kind of up in arms. We talk about people coming from California, coming to Nevada and ruining the area. But there's bigger pictures than just that. You have people coming from, well, all over the blue states, moving out of New York, moving out of the places that they have literally trashed with their philosophies, with their ideology, with their, their political views. And they come into good places that are succeeding. And Democrats and liberals, for some reason, they seem to have more time than anybody else to participate in the political arena. And so if only one person's running, well, what do you expect? We've seen that in elections here. People winning their seats because nobody's running against them. It happens all the time because people just don't want to participate anymore. Well, you have to be aware of not just people moving to our beautiful area from out of state. You also have to be concerned about your neighbors. Because urbanites, those are the people who love living downtown and doing all that. Well, they're moving to rural areas, rural paradises, and they're ruining it for locals. It's a cultural thing, and I'll tell you about it after we get this Fox News update right here on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
Sorry. During the news, I was going through my Twitter feed. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And I'm not sure if this is true or not, but it's just funny. Creepy porn lawyer. You know, Michael Avenatti's been arrested again. And who gave him creepy porn lawyer? Was it Tucker Carlson or Hannity? I can't remember, but that is just CPL. It's just too funny. He has been transferred to El Chapo's former cell. So that's pretty funny. That's real. That is pretty funny. All right, people unmuting their TVs, watching the impeachment trial. Just like Armstrong and Getty, we will have the important stuff, just the highlights. We'll fish through all the BS as we usually do for you and make sure that you hear what needs to be heard. And people just going to town on Twitter on Adam Schiff once again. Just don't want to even hear what he has to say. Mitt Romney vowed to help Pelosi and the Dems with impeaching Trump. He says no, he's open-minded and he's willing to work. Willing to work with the Democrats and the Republicans to make sure that what is done is right and just. Good for him. So it looks as though the news coming out of Virginia about the big protest, Northam, Governor Northam, says that he received credible intelligence that hate groups and militias were planning violent attacks in the Capitol Square there. To me, just a false narrative. Once again, getting people worked up. We spoke with someone who was there, who had been planning on being there, Steve Huff from AccuracyX.com. And it would just make you weep. Sent me a picture. It was beautiful. It was packed. People couldn't even get in. Law-abiding citizens. Firearms everywhere. Can you believe it? No incidences. No violence. To me, that tells me that Antifa and these groups have some common sense. Because really, if you were a member of Antifa, would you have wanted to show up there? No, they go to the liberal places and do their own thing and just attack people trying to get through traffic, trying to stop people, trying to intimidate people. That's not what law-abiding citizens do. Not what they do. So it was beautiful. I'm going to have to figure out a way to get this picture that Steve sent me up online because it is really impressive. 884-9910. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Fran this morning. Fran, what would you like to see coming out of the impeachment trial?
I'd like to see 100 senators sit there for hours and hours on end without saying anything.
Well, but how are you going to hear the so-called facts against President Trump?
The testimony or whatever, testifying gets done, but the senators are acting as judges can't say anything while they're in there.
Oh,
they're
you mean die. Like
they're
like
gonna
Max?
Their heads are going to explode.
Yeah, you mean like Maxine Waters? You can kind of see the steam working up out of her ears. And explode after it's not released for a while if she doesn't start saying stuff and talking.
I know.
Fran, I'm with you. I'd like to see that as well.
And I'll bet the grounds at the Virginia Capitol area were clean when the demonstrators left.
You know, Fran, it is funny that you said that because there are pictures of them with plastic bags cleaning up the area just in case somebody did drop something and throwing the signs away. And that is, as usual, how the right works, how Republicans, how people, you know, law-abiding citizens, you know, that no littering thing, that's how they work. So, Fran, thank you for bringing that up. And it shows the difference. It shows the difference. I know. You know what I loved, Fran, was, and I hate to say this because I did not recognize, which is the way it should be, did not recognize her nationality or what race she was, but a woman holding a sign that was not Caucasian that said, "So I'm a white supremacist?" It was perfect. It's like, yeah.
I love it.
It's their narrative that they're trying to make us all be out to be Nazis and white supremacists. And, well, we know who the party of slavery was when that was started and who it still is. So, Fran, thanks for the call. You have a great day and be safe out there. And don't fall into other people's boxes and narratives of what they think you should be. Nothing impresses me more than the people of different ethnicities that are coming forward and saying, I cannot be a part of the Democrat Party anymore because they don't fight for me. They don't fight for who I am and what I am doing. And that's what the majority of Americans are doing and wanting. We just want to be able to work, get paid a decent wage, live our lives, have fun, have enough money we can set money aside for retirement. We don't want to rely on Social Security. That's there as a safety net to make sure that we can survive. And yet what do politicians do? They go and raid it. Why is money not being put into Social Security? Why are politicians giving themselves raises in all levels, city, county, state, federal, when things like Social Security is not being increased, when teachers' wages are not being increased? It's not right. And this is where we have to stand up and we have to put our foot down. Because if we don't, it's just going to keep getting worse. And trust me when I say it can get a lot worse. People are concerned in the outlying areas, in Douglas, in Lyon, in Story. I was at an event in Yerington not too long ago. And it was just incredible how people were talking about they moved there for a reason. They moved there for a rural lifestyle. And yet, people seem to be moving into the area that didn't have that want. They wanted to change things. If you don't stand your ground and keep your community or build your community the way that you want it, everything's just going to be taken over. And why is that? It's cultural. It's mainly a cultural thing. People in the city are brought up differently than people being brought up in rural regions. It's just a fact. Even the way that kids are being taught nowadays. This is a wonderful article. If you want to Google this, Google Ken Jorgustin. Jorgustin. I want to say Jorgensen, but it's not. Jorgustin. He wrote this incredible article about population density and greater controls like law enforcement regulations, but it's called Urbanites Moving to Rural Paradise, Ruining It for the Locals. He wrote this last year, and it is dead on. We have to look at everything around us because liberals are taking it over. All of it. I know you've probably heard me complain about the fact that in new school books, it is being put out there that capitalism is racist, which that boggles my mind because I know what capitalism is. I know what socialism is. I know what communism is. But in young minds, in brains that are developing, that are sponges soaking up all this information, trying to do good, doing their classwork, doing their schoolwork, relying on the books that they're given, it's not just capitalism that's under attack. Pick up a school book. California, again, where I think I've mentioned before, the majority of school books are actually produced. They are now producing textbooks with an altered version of the Second Amendment. We know what the Second Amendment is. So they are putting in there that originally it was intended to prevent the national government from repeating the actions of the British, who tried to take weapons away from the colonial militia or armed forces of the citizens. This amendment seems to support the right of citizens to own firearms. But remember what I told you about. But the Supreme Court has ruled it does not prevent Congress from regulating the interstate sale of weapons. What is that supposed to mean? Now, this article that I'm looking at just pretty much sums up what the left is doing. First, the issue was the university. Now it's in the high schools. It's in the elementary schools through teachers. Well, now they've got it covered through the courses, through the instructional books, through the textbooks. The liberal agenda is just going to take over if we don't start fixing this stuff. And there's a lot that needs to be fixed. It's bad. But teachers, when you see it, say something. Parents, start looking at your child's study materials. There's no way around it. It's already in the books. They're already being taught this. What do you do? What can you do? Well, there's always homeschool. Do we have vouchers? Don't we have vouchers? I guess that's going to be another thing that's up for political debate during the legislature. Your kids should be taught where and what you want them to be taught with your money. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the show and bring you a little bit more on what needs to be done in the education system here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And for local issues, here's something to ask yourself. Why don't we have a proficiency exam for kids graduating to make sure that we're sending them off into the world with the knowledge that they need? The knowledge to work a job, run a household, be a parent. In the last legislative session, Assemblyman Jim Wheeler brought forward a bill that would require the schools to teach not only the Constitution, but the Bill of Rights and the Federalist Papers. Because that kind of explains the whole thought process behind doing all this. How to use them, how to interpret them. Didn't even get a hearing. Why would we want to teach something like that in what is quickly becoming very obvious a liberal state? Because of Clark County? Well, Washoe County too. First thing that we need to change is we need a proficiency test to get out of high school and start flunking kids. We can't let them graduate. Oh, graduation numbers are up, though. We're so excited. Yeah. But those kids are having to take proficiency tests to get into college, and they're not passing. As I was mentioning to you about changing the Second Amendment, interpreting it differently in the textbooks now, starting next year, high school students in North Carolina are going to be required to pass a personal finance class in order to graduate. How cool is that, you're probably thinking? Kids don't know anything about personal finances nowadays. All of the debt, credit card debt, they just don't get it. But guess what? It's a little tit for tat. We can't put too much on kids to let them graduate. that new finance course will replace one of the American history courses students have to pass that's required for graduation. American history. When you don't know your history, you are bound and doomed to repeat it. We are repeating things from 30 years ago. That's how much we don't pay attention. So when you take out the ride of Paul Revere, what he was doing, what the founding fathers were doing, what the colonialists were doing, well, you are just stripping the kids of the education that they deserve, that all Americans deserve. Are we going to let that happen here? I'll catch you tomorrow on the Monica Jay Show. Thanks for being here.